With the bottom falling out of Europe's car market, the Czech Republic's biggest producer, Škoda Auto, says it will bring forward the launch of its sports utility vehicle, the Yeti, to early March, with the first cars on the market in the summer. Škoda has high hopes that the new model will help cushion the impact of the financial crisis. But with sales of such all-terrain cars down worldwide and a mid-range price tag expected on the car, will the Yeti help save Škoda from the worst? Chris Johnston discussed just that with Automotive News' Central European correspondent Lyle Frink.
I see the Yeti as complementing Škoda's existing Scout lineup, and it will come in two- and four-wheel drives, which means it's more financially accessible than one might think.
Do you think it could be a solution to the current car crisis for Škoda?
Or? Actually, there is no one-model solution for the car crisis. The issue is people have simply stopped buying cars due to financial uncertainty and other issues. The important thing for Škoda is to have interesting product out there when demand picks up, and I think they're positioned to do that. Also, one issue is with the scrappage law in Germany, and Germany is Škoda's largest market, that they might need to get the Yeti out there so that people getting their new car after junking their old car can get a Yeti.
But the Yeti is an all-terrain vehicle. I mean, do you think this is the right sort of car to be launching now? Because
I think it's much better to launch an all-terrain car in the winter than in the summer. I don't know, the idea of calling a car Yeti and starting to sell it in late summer doesn't seem quite right to me. When I hear the word Yeti, I think snow, so I think it's right.
And on the number of cars that Škoda could sell of the new Yeti, have you got any idea of what they could sell?
Off the top of my mind, I would say between 30 and 50,000. I expect it to be sort of a niche vehicle, not a main seller, because it's built in the Kvasny plant, and so the capacity is actually limited. But it is important for Škoda. Škoda is also going to be using its Vrklavy plant to make parts for the Yeti.
The initial figures were hopes of maybe up to 55,000 cars being of the Yeti model.
Yeah,
being sold.
But you're going to find people. Nobody wants to predict how many models of a car will sell now. It's just a strange market.
And have you got any idea of the price range for this car?
I would take a look at the Škoda Scout and think of the Yeti as being perhaps a bit above or below the Scout.
Who will be the main competitor, you think, for this new car?
I think it's people wanting an SUV but didn't like the earlier prices and didn't like the really big SUVs. When you drive a big SUV on the road, you're expected to be a bit of an arrogant jerk. I've watched people's reactions when I was driving one. And if I was polite, they were very surprised. So I think they're going to attract, or they want to attract, a suburban person that wants four-wheel drive capability without the ego issues of a large SUV.
And how do you see overall sales of Škoda cars this year? How bad do you think the overall market could be by the end of the year?
I expect the overall market to be 25% down.
That's for Škoda or the whole European market?
That's overall for Europe. Spain, of course, would be worse, but it's a big question mark. Nobody knows actually above 2 months what they're going to be making.
And that was Lyle Frink, Central European correspondent for Automotive News. And he was speaking to my colleague Chris Johnson.